Money FM 89.3. Best of the evening runway. Why it matters.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. Time now for Why It Matters. And today we're talking about AI. It is heralding a transformative era of work. It holds the potential to influence jobs, careers, and entire industries. In fact, by the year 2030, skills needed for a job will change dramatically. And that's, of course, because of AI. Well, according to a report by LinkedIn, skills needed for a job here will change by a whopping 72% by 2030. This as a result of greater AI adoption among businesses. So in order to keep up with this trend, 92% of businesses are planning to focus on improving employees' skills this year, while nearly half are looking to provide online training and development programs. Of course, you heard during Budget 2024, Skills Future is going to better equip Singaporeans, especially those above the age of 40, with new top-ups that are focused on selected programs. And, well, when you look at how the uptake in recent years remains low, you can understand why. But even among those who have used the credits, the employment prospects are still under question. So how can Singaporeans take better control of their learning and employment prospects? Let's try and find out more this afternoon. On the line with me is Suvik Sharma, who is Area Vice President ASEAN for Confluent. Suvik, good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you, Elliot, for having me on this call. I'm doing well and hope likewise for you.
Yes, very good. And thank you so much for taking the time. So let's start off with that piece brought up, Budget 2024 earlier this year, talking about helping workers who want to upskill themselves, especially in areas like digitalization, AI. How did you feel when you heard about this? And now that you've had some time to digest it, what's your sentiment with regard to it?
So first of all, I think, you know, this is very exciting news for Singaporeans and for the country overall. We do need to acknowledge that when it comes to digital adoption, Singapore is in fact a leader in the world. The current World Digital Competitiveness Ranking by IMD ranks Singapore at number 3 out there. So when you put that in perspective and you hear about the announcement of spending around $1 billion in the next 5 years, AI, compute, talent, industry development, that's music to our ears. And it's not just in isolation. There's also additions to the National AI Strategy 2.0, which again is very interesting. And I think by these investments and all these steps that are taking place, it will only solidify Singapore's position, leadership position, as far as digital adoption is concerned in the world, and also probably a guiding light for other regions, other countries in the region.
Okay, you've got strategic shifts that are happening right now. And just to expand a little bit on what you just talked about, do you think it's enough to, I wouldn't even say move things forward, more like enough to kickstart a momentum?
Yeah, and I think that's the important part, right? A lot of things would need to come together to take full advantage, but the steps and the investments that have been announced, both as part of the budget speech, as well as, you know, what some of the agencies like IMDA have announced about increased investments in scholarships for AI-related courses, as well as internships overseas, all of this is very, it's very useful to kickstart the whole initiatives. And it's not just the government and agencies, it's even businesses are playing their part. So, for example, Confluent Education, we are able to offer any individual can go up, sign up for self-paced, instructor-led certification courses for, you know, data streaming and other advanced technologies. There are open workshops and webinars that ourselves and other organizations also bring to the table. And, you know, as accredited IMDA members, we have opportunities of helping government agencies to test, develop, design in a sandbox environment. So there's a lot of things that are coming together, and that is really exciting.
Suvik, I'm one to always feel that when it comes to such things, it's all about attitude over skills. If you've got the right attitude, you'll find the right skills. But you've got this LinkedIn Future Work report saying that Singaporean workers are already the world's fastest when it comes to adopting AI skills. I want to get your observation and your thoughts with regard to that. Yeah, sure, I've got all the skills, but if I don't have the right attitude, how's that going to help me?
Yeah, and I think this is not just for a new modern technology like AI, right? The point of attitude harks back in time, because every time there's a major shift in technology, a major development, you need to keep abreast of it. You need to embrace it. And that's something that is not new. It's something that is inherently there. So, for example, today it is expected of people to be able to leverage the computers, smartphones, internet to be more efficient in their space of work.
Okay.
In the near future, it would be expected for people to be AI proficient. And what I mean by that is have the ability to leverage AI-powered apps to be more efficient in your space of work.
Okay. And that obviously will be huge, especially with Singapore trying to position itself as a tech hub or a smart nation, right?
Absolutely. And so in that context, it's important for individuals to acknowledge that we are blessed to be living in this age of rapidly ever-evolving digital landscape, right? And when we see it from our space, there are major trends like Gen AI, even predictive AI, and associated trends in real-time data platforms, vector databases, data science analytics, security and governance. So there's a lot of areas in which people can continue to develop their skills and become more and more relevant, and thereby, continue to strengthen Singapore's position in digital adoption and the leadership position that the country enjoys.
So here comes another attitude type of question. According to this other study by Goldman Sachs, about 300 million jobs will be lost or diminished by AI. Experts are suggesting that this shift will create a boom in productivity. I want to ask you how you see that playing out. Will it be a case of a boom in productivity or an inability to balance productivity and saving costs?
So I think, it's very interesting you quote that report. There are also reports from the likes of McKinsey, which says that the impact of just only Gen AI, and I'm not talking about predictive AI, will have about impact of 2.6 trillion to 4.4 trillion annually on global productivity.
Yeah.
So there are all these different reports out there where, from the space that we see, and coming back to something I alluded to earlier, it would be a case for people to try and, like I said, become AI proficient.
Right.
And what I mean by AI proficient is not necessarily become coders or, go deep into machine learning and LLMs, but understand the impact that AI can have in your space of work and learn to use that and become more efficient in whatever you do.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking, right? And most of the time, people would take a more, lack a better choice of words, simplistic approach, use AI to replace. But in fact, say, for example, this conversation, AI could have helped me come up with these reports from Goldman Sachs, or at least sourced out these reports. Yeah. And then I, as the human, put it together to have this conversation with you.
Yeah. So let me try to bring that in context with a very recent personal experience I had, right? And that may help understand how AI can help organizations, and AI, not just AI, but AI that are empowered with real-time contextual data, which is absolutely the key. So here I was returning to Singapore recently, and I was stranded on the tarmac for like 2 hours. And at 1 a.m. in the night, the airline told me and 300 other plus passengers that the flight's canceled and we have to be offboarded. So as you can imagine, it's a very frustrating situation to be in. But what happened next made me really appreciate of how AI is changing the game. And AI powered, again, like I said, by real-time contextual data. So I get off, I'm moving towards the customer service center, and I get a link. The link takes me to the airline's portal where they have pre-booked me on the next available flight and gave me options of two other flights. What's interesting is they analyzed the historical data and my preferences, and they pre-booked me an aisle seat.
Okay.
Now, if I thought that was cool, the minute I selected it, it was able to contextualize that it's 1 a.m. in the night, the next flight is 7 hours away, so this person needs a hotel room.
Wow.
So I get a link that gives me options to select out of three nearby hotels. It doesn't end there.
Mm.
I select one of the hotels, and immediately I get a link of a rideshare app where the airline has prepaid it and to take me and drop me to the hotel.
Wow.
Now think if this experience was possible a few years ago.
Yeah.
And what made this experience possible
yeah.
was the ability to contextualize historical data and real-time data and also have the context of the time. And the other point I just wanted to, that this kind of brought to fore to me is that the value of data diminishes significantly with time. If they hadn't reacted that way at that time, my experience would be very, very different right now.
Mm. Speaking of value, where do you see the AI boom in the context of equality or inequality for income?
So I think in terms of, so let me just take a little different approach on this. I think the income for individuals is really driven by their areas of interest, what they're passionate about, and how far they can take it, right? When we talk about AI's impact on income, it starts, you know, one way of looking at it is, are we limiting this question only in the software industry? And we're talking about people that can build, architect, you know, manage, enrich AI applications. So that's one way of thinking about the question. The other way of thinking about the question is, do I empower or enrich myself learning about how AI apps can make me more successful in whatever I do?
Yeah.
So whichever way we look at it, you know, and that will define the extent to which we need to equip ourselves with skills and make ourselves proficient around AI. So if you're like a, you know, if you're in the software space, or you're in the tech space, then, you know, absolutely learning about building apps using Gen AI, predictive AI, vector databases, security governance, all of this will enhance your opportunity of employment. Likewise, if you're not in the tech space and you're doing other, pursuing other interests, you may want to understand how are AI-powered apps going to impact your specific industry and how can you make yourself proficient so that you can use it to be more effective in whatever you do.
Ah, thank you so much for your insight today. I've been speaking with Civic Sharma, who is Area Vice President for ASEAN at Confluent. Thank you again for your time.
You're welcome, and it was a pleasure to be on this show.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.